What's up, you nasty motherfuckers? It's your host Hazel, and we are back again for episode 20 of Nasty Girl Podcast. What's up, you nasty motherfuckers? It's your host, Hazel, and this is episode 20 of Nasty Girl Podcast. Honestly, 20 episodes, 20 weeks, these have been the most stressful, most amazing, and the most supportive weeks ever. Like, everybody's been talking about the pod. If you see me, everybody's came up to me, talked to me on Instagram, TikTok, even in person. People have talked about the podcast. And the different segments that go on this podcast. However, you know, I just want to thank you guys for, again, listening to everything I have to say. Like, you don't have to do that. And the fact that you sit here and tune into me is so amazing. I really appreciate this, guys. And honestly, as a Black woman trying to start her own Black business, it's really hard out there. And honestly, I greatly appreciate everything that you guys have done for me in these 20 weeks with supporting me, staying by beside me, and also just being nasty motherfuckers like me. Like, I love everything, the energy, everything. And I love talking about sex. I love talking about relationships. I love talking about things of the female anatomy and the male anatomy. We're going to go to get into all that. However, I thought today that we would take it back to the basics. I thought today, since it's the 20th episode, I've been doing a lot of different things, but I thought I would take it back to the very basics on what actually grabs y'all in. My sex life. My deranged, crazy sex life. I mean, honestly, my sex life should honestly be the Tom Brady of sex lives. Or the Ted Bundy of sex lives. I mean, they're both delusional, they're both crazy, and they're both amazingly famous. So, yeah. But first, let me go ahead and get into my weekly update, y'all. So, why your girl got her lashes done, right? You know, a girl can't fuck with me and I got lashes, boo, because what I want to do is now I need to suck your dick. So now I need to be on my knees looking up. I want you to be looking at me, looking at you with these hazel eyes. Because mind y'all, my eyes are hazel. That's why my name is Hazel. Looking up at you with these hazel eyes with my lashes done. With my lashes done. While I'm sucking your dick and you're jamming that shit down my throat. I can just imagine how that shit looks. I don't care what nobody says. Like, y'all make those dumbass fucking TikToks. Talking about, oh, that's how y'all look. Y'all look stupid. No. No, I be eating that shit up for real. I don't know about y'all. My lashes are done. If your lashes are done, you look way better. It looks way better. And honestly, like I said, I mean, shout out to OnlyFans. OnlyFans will always prove me right. Because when your goddamn lashes are done, it looks way sexier when you're looking up at a nigga than it does with just your eyeballs and your bald ass lashes. Like, yeah, of course you're gonna look stupid as fuck, looking like a fucking blowfish. Your lashes are not done. Fuck having makeup on, as long as your lashes good, you good. Like, honestly. So, I got my lashes done, y'all. However, I made the terrible mistake of getting bottom lashes. They are the cutest fucking things in the world. I will honestly say that. But fuck, these damn things are going to make me go blind. Like, every time I blink, because I get dramatic lashes, y'all, I don't know. I'm a black woman in America, okay? I get dramatic lashes. I like to be dramatic. I want you to notice me bold, bomb, and everything else unusual. I am very confident, and I love everything about me. Therefore, I want everything to pop like my eyes. So I got, you know, the 32mm. I think it's called 30 or 32mm lashes, right? And the bottom lashes, they're not that long, but they are definitely, even with them being short, are getting caught onto my top lashes. And then when I, you know, try to pull my eye apart, they get attached to each other. And then most likely go into my eye. I will be blind by the end of this experience. Now, if I come in one day, y'all, and they people who listen via YouTube, thank you guys to everyone who listens via YouTube. I know how tedious that may be, honestly, to sit here and watch me on a couch lay down. I mean, honestly, that seems to be really tedious, but I appreciate the views and I appreciate the support anyway. I greatly appreciate that. So thank you so much, guys. But I am going to be blind. If y'all see me come in with one of those little walker, not walkers, one of those little sticks that the blind people use. I don't know what they're particularly called. I don't know the technical term for them. But if you see me with that, just know the bottom lashes did it. Okay. It has nothing to do with my lash tech. She did not blind me, but I it was like $10 extra. I was like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and try it. And it looked good on someone else, but I mean, hopefully she ain't blind after her experience either, because I feel like I'm going to be blind, y'all. So it's whatever. But again, I said that I was going to go back into the basics, and I want to do that. I want to go back to the basics of where this podcast started and talking about, again, like talking about my sex life. So I do have a amazing fetish of the week, y'all. And again, it is about my sex life. Now, the fetish of the week, and I'm so excited to talk about this, is hybristophilia. Now, this is a sexual interest in an attraction, or an attraction to a person who has committed common crimes. In some cases, this may indicate towards people in prison or various types of criminal activity. Now, the per example of this fetish, and the most one that I saw the most of this fetish, is when women were so attracted to Ted Bundy. When women lost their shits for Ted Bundy after he was caught, of course. I mean, after he was caught and they saw him on the news, women lost their shits and was like, oh my God, he's so fine, he's so sexy. So many women were literally so ready to give up the pussy to that man after he committed all those horrible crimes. And honestly, Ted Bundy could get it from me. I don't give a fuck what no one says. If there was ever a choice to choose, I would always choose Ted Bundy. I'm a true crimer. I'm not going to care. I don't care. I'm a true crimer. But this particular fetish, when people say, I don't know why women date men in jail, this is why. Women like men that are incarcerated, that are in jail for serious crimes, common crimes, that have committed multiple crimes. Now, again, the Ted Bundys of the world, people who are serial killers, there's a lot of women out there, and a lot of them will admit to it. A lot of true crimers will admit to it as well, too, that they find an attraction to serial killers or other people who have created huge, horrible crimes. Yes, they are horrible crimes, but the fact that they committed it and either went to jail or didn't get caught is the turn on that they like. And I want to go ahead and just say that some women like bad boys, okay? This goes past the whole, oh, he a bad boy thing. That's not the same fetish, girl. I'm gonna let you know. This doesn't contain to your local drug dealer. This fetish does not go for your local drug dealer. No. Even though marijuana is illegal in most states, it's still legal in a lot of states. So again, murder is illegal everywhere. Everywhere. There's nowhere that is not illegal. Okay? Again, this does not go for your local drug dealer. Okay? And it's rare that you see women chasing after men who are big time drug dealers. So you don't even see that a lot. Again, these lashes are killing me. If y'all watching via YouTube, I am getting seriously fucked up by these lashes. Again, I'm going to be blind by the end of By the end of this episode, I'm going to be for sure blind. I'm going to literally be for sure blind. But as I continue, so y'all, have you ever heard of women pen palling men in jail or even going to see men in jail, right? Now they're making it required in some states that you have to be married to get a conjugal. Before, back in the day, you didn't have to be married to go have a conjugal visit with an inmate. You didn't have to be married. In a lot of states, you didn't have to be married. And a lot of women would go up there to have sex with men that are in jail that have committed serious crimes, and also to get conjugal visits, I do believe you have to have a serious sentence. I don't think you can go to jail for 3 years and be able to get conjugals. I think it's a serious, I'm not too sure about that, but I believe that it's a serious offense you have to commit, and you have to be in there for a long time to be eligible for conjugals. Now, don't quote me on that, but that's just from what I'm believing. Again, I'm not too sure, but that just seems more realistic in my mind. So let me get into the bullshit that I came to tell you guys about, right? Now, with this fetish, and I kind of like it. Again, I said I would choose Ted Bundy every single time. If there was ever a choice, it would be Ted Bundy. Always. That man was fine in real life. That's why he was able to kill so many people. He was fine. And that he's a killer. Like, why? You really great with your hands. And the danger that he would put me in, the danger of me being around him, the thrill of knowing that my life could possibly end at any moment, sitting next to Ted Bundy would turn me the fuck on so fucking much. I could just imagine my ass just literally squirting everywhere, every fucking where. He not even touching me, and I'm just fucking going. I didn't came everywhere. Don't even care. I didn't hump whatever little chair, whatever little piece of item that was near me to the point of climax. That's what I'm talking about. Now, my personal experience, y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all one time that, you know, I kinda messed with a dude that had literally got out of jail 2 days ago. Like not right now 2 days ago, but he had got out prior then, 2 days before me and him had sex. And so I'm gonna tell y'all, back in the day, when I was in college, I was working for a marketing firm, and we, you know, would be in stores selling stuff and stuff like that. I'm not gonna tell you guys the exact place that I worked for, but I will tell you guys that is a huge corporation, right? It's a huge corporation that deals with cable, put it that way. So one day I was, you know, doing my job, whatever, whatever. And this guy comes up, and he was tall, dark skinned, and honey. Everybody know I love me a chocolate man. Like, there's no offense to a yellow man. There's no offense to you yellow people out there. There's no offense, okay? But I love me a chocolate man. I love me a man, a black man. I love that. I love to look at the melanin in your skin. I love it. I love it. Not saying there's nothing wrong with yellow people. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it at all. But I love me a man with a whole bunch of melanin. I just love it. I just love it. I love it. Okay. Now, he was good looking, you know, tall, melanin, and he didn't look like he had just got out of jail. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. He did not look like, oh, I'm fresh out. Like, I'm in the halfway house, fresh out. He didn't look like that. Let me let y'all know. He didn't look like a businessman, but he looked like a regular person that was, you know, just shopping for some regular items, you know? That's it. So he come up to me, ask me what I'm, you know, doing, whatever, whatever. And I tell him, you know, and I end up getting him signed up for whatever service I was promoting at the time. And he was like, all right, cool. But then he was like, well, is it cool if I, you know, get your number and we maybe text, you know, I may want to take you out sometime. Okay, cool, okay, baby. 19-year-old Asia loves some free food. Let me let y'all know. I still love some free food now. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But I love some free fucking food. You offer me food, baby, I'm down. I'm yours. You got me. You got me, right? So I give him my number. He had just, like I said, I didn't know he was fresh out 2 days ago, right? When I was putting in his information to get him signed up, he gave me an ID, right? It was a jailhouse ID. One of the IDs that they give you when you first get out of jail to identify yourself if your ID had expired beforehand, right? So it's a jailhouse ID. So I'm like, I'm looking at it and everything. He's like, yeah, I just got out 2 days ago. Boom. Didn't ask nothing else. I didn't ask no questions, no nothing. But when I tell you, the thought of how this man was just incarcerated ran through my mind 1,010 million times at lightning speed. Turned me on so fucking bad. Like, I just thought to myself, damn, like, that means you haven't had pussy in probably over a year, at least a year. Because if you was in jail, like, you, this doesn't say the county. This doesn't say downtown. You was in downtown. You was in the state prison. Like, so that means you probably was there a year or more, right? He actually served 7 years. He served a 7-year sentence. But I personally don't remember what it was. It wasn't murder or nothing like that, and it definitely wasn't drug dealing, but it was something that involved him to serve 7 years. But I will gladly tell y'all, it was not sexual assault. I would never had ever talked to anybody who have ever sexually assaulted anybody. Again, don't talk about me and Ted Bundy. Shut the fuck up, y'all. But I don't remember exactly what he did, because it was something crazy. It was something I didn't know you could go to jail for, but then I kind of, now that I'm older, I understand why you can go to jail for that. But I don't know the exact name of it. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. And me explaining it is gonna take too long. But just know he was in jail for 7 fucking years. So I ended up texting him that night and everything else. You know, he was like, well, how about, you know, I'll come see you. Oh, really? You come see me? Me? Little old me? Okay, come on. And I was living by myself at the time. So, you know, I give him my address. Again, wrong idea. This could get you killed. Don't do this at all. That can get you seriously killed. This can get you seriously killed. So I invited him over to my house, and I was living alone at the time. And he comes in and he tells me, hey, I want to watch a movie. I want to know, like, what you watching, but can we watch a movie? We're in a movie and I could PayPal you the money. Okay, cool. I was here, choose the movie, whatever. He ends up choosing the movie, and I'm like, okay, he PayPal me the money. Now, I don't know how the fuck a man that just got out of jail got PayPal. Don't know. Don't care. I got my money. It was whatever. I didn't say shit. Okay? So, he telling me why he went to jail and everything else. Baby, now, y'all, I haven't done a nasty girl alert in so long, but here we go. Nasty girl alert, y'all. Nasty girl alert.
Uh-huh, honey.
And, baby, why the fuck I'm sitting there, I could feel my fucking heart beating through my coochie fucking lips. Like, oh my God, he's telling me about his time in jail. He's telling me, oh yeah, we got to do this, that, and the other, honey. And it didn't sound like nothing how I experienced jail, how I thought jail would be. His experience sounded like a fucking vacation. Like, honey. But he was telling me how he was in there with the murderers, how they were segregated between these kind of people and these people, how these people hung with these people, and how, you know, if you were this kind of killer, you were put over here. And then if everybody found out if you were a pedophile, how you would get beat up and how they would be jumped. I'm like, oh my God. So he's telling me all these great ass stories about jail, right? And all I could think about is, I just want to suck this man's dick. Like, I don't have nothing. Honestly, we could have talked all night and I could have honestly listened all night about how Jill was. But I didn't have time for that. So he ends up, you know, seeing that I'm not really listening, right? I'm not really listening. So, you know, he pulled me close to be watching the movie and everything else. Honey, why I start rubbing on that dick? Like, I fuck it. I'm ready for it. I want you to tell me how your time in jail was. Why suck your dick? Tell me that I'm the first bitch you got to fuck with outside of jail. That's what I really wanted. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. That's what I really wanted. I really wanted to be the first bitch that she fucked. But it was 2 days later, so I may not have been the first bitch she fucked, but I was gonna be happy with the thought of being the first bitch she got to fuck outside of jail. So we over here, you know, rubbing on his dick. He take his dick out, baby. That shit big. That, woo, honey. And, you know, I end up sucking it and everything else, right? While I'm sucking it, you know, he's telling me, you know, yeah, you like that jailhouse dick. Oh, yes, I fucking do, sir. I do. I really do. I really do. I really fucking do. I like that jailhouse dick, sir. Yes, I do. Thank you so much for adding that little spice onto it. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Right. So, you know, we ended up fucking whatever, you know, and he ended up, you know, he told me to get on my knees and I'm thinking about the bust on my face or whatever. But, you know, he ended up just sitting, like, standing there. He was like, don't touch me, just stand here. It's like, and I was like, what's happening? He was like, this is how I used to look over. This is how I used to look over the people. And I was like, what people? He was like the inmates. I was like, what inmates? Like, the women? Like, you got women in there? I'm over here acting so stupid. Honey, no. He said this is how he used to look over the fucking inmates before he used to threaten them. And I was like, oh, I'm about to die. Like, I'm about to die. And then he was just like, yeah. And I guess, like, you know, like a little shank or whatever the fuck they got. You know, he used to stand over them. And he had this, like, really mean face on. But, baby, if I would have died that night, I probably would have been died happy because I was in the presence of danger. Like, it was just the excitement of danger. Like, I could die at any fucking moment. But, you know, he was like, it's going to get me there. He's like, I don't have to jack it off, right? So, basically, him standing there looking over me, angry, like he should grab me and try to shank me, made him come. And also, I'm not gonna lie, kind of made me come a little bit too. But that's like really funny. People in jail, I could see why women find that so attractive, because one, they're in the inside. They don't know nothing about the outside. I'm not saying they don't know nothing about the outside world, but that's real sexually frustrating. And not all men are gay. Like, not all men are willing to do what, you know, other men are willing to do in jail. Like, some men actually really do hold out, you know, and shit, just jack off the fuck. Like, I mean, your own hand is cool too, you know. I've seen documentaries of men creating fucking goddamn sex dolls inside the fucking jail cell. So it's just all within itself. Now, I do want to go ahead and talk about the fact that this was a one-night stand. I never saw this man again. Ever, ever, ever. Now, I wouldn't have been in a relationship with him anyway. With him being a felon, we wouldn't be able to do anything anyway. Like, what am I going to do with a felon? There's nothing wrong with felons, y'all. There's nothing wrong with them. But what was I going to do with a felon? I don't know. But One night stands get a bad rep for some reason. And I want to know why. I want to know personally, like, why. Because meaningless sex is so peaceful. And let me go ahead and explain why. Hear me out before you drag me. Hear me out. I don't have to worry about the fact of what the fuck you like, what you like to eat, what's your favorite fucking color is, what you like in bed, or who your fucking mama and daddy is or what you like to do for fucking fun. Why? All I need to know is your fucking name. And do you have a big dick or not? Or if you're a woman, if you got some big ass tits. And are they pierced? Because if they are, I am very, very much intrigued. Other than that, fuck do I need to give a shit about? Like, if I'm looking for something non-emotional and nothing to bother my peace of fucking mind, like people who have relationships do, why the fuck, if I'm looking just to get my nut and keep it pushing, why would I not have a one-night stand? Yeah, I can learn your name, talk to you all night at the bar, whatever, whatever. We go back to your place, go get a hotel room, and we fuck that one night and never talk again. We came into each other's lives to show each other pleasure for that one night. And that is the most peaceful thing, because I honestly believe that God brings people into our lives, and whoever you worship, I feel like whoever your God is, they bring people into your lives for a reason. And then he takes them out after they have completed that reason. So therefore, and a lot of people are going to drag me for this, because I just brought God into it. If God said that this is going to be the man that's going to get you that peace of mind tonight, and then he's going to walk out your life tomorrow morning, that's fine with me. That is fucking fine with me. That should be fine with all of y'all. Because I just want, and there's so many men, it's so funny how men can go around, have one night stands, and no one's called them a hoe. But when a woman does it, she's automatically a whore, she's automatically wearing the A on her fucking chest, she's automatically a fucking harlot, she's automatically a fucking bitch, she's automatically ran through, and she's automatically for the streets. But if a man does it, oh yeah, you got that bitch, dog. Like, what? I don't understand. We both want the same exact thing. You don't want to be serious. You don't want a relationship. You don't give a fuck about my favorite color. You find me attractive. I find you attractive. We had maybe a couple of drinks at the bar. We're going to do what it do and keep it pushing. Like, that's for anybody. That's for anybody in that situation. So I feel like with everybody so obsessed with the fact of, oh, you don't want to be for the streets, or you're for the streets because you out here fucking with someone and you not really dating them or whatever. It's my life. It's my coochie. And I can do what I want with it. Same thing for men. It's your fucking life. It's your dick. You can do what the fuck you want with it, right? So what the fuck is the issue? Because the same thing for women, it's the same thing for men. Women cannot have a one-night stand by themselves. There's a man involved if they're having sex with a man. Now, if a woman's having sex with another woman, there's a one-night stand, whatever. But there's another person involved. So both people should be shamed for having a one-night stand. However, I don't think it's shameful at all. I think it's the most peaceful thing, because I don't have to see you again. You most likely are leaving that night if you do stay the night. Baby, your Uber will be ready for you in the morning. As soon as you wake up, go ahead and go in there, get your morning piss, and get in that Uber. All right? And I will see you never again. Thank you for coming through, giving me my nut, and keeping it pushing. Thank you for being a nasty motherfucker like me. Simple as that. Like, get over it. It's fine. It's fucking fine, guys. To be nasty motherfuckers and fuck who y'all want, when y'all want. If you are single, do what you want. If you don't want to have to see that man again and it's a one-night stand, you expect it, like, damn, maybe the dick gonna be good. Maybe it's gonna start a nice little relationship. Letting dudes fuck on the first night is okay. If you let a dude fuck on the first night, it's okay, because then now you know if the dick good or not. Keep it pushing. It's whatever. So I want to go ahead and thank you guys so, so much for tuning in to Nasty Girl Podcast, y'all. This has been, again, episode 20, an amazing experience, guys, and I hope to continue this journey with all of you. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. We'll be down in the bios below. If you're listening via Apple podcast or Spotify is also in the descriptions, guys. I thank you guys so much. Follow my YouTube channel and subscribe. Turn on the post notifications so you know always when I post, guys. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see y'all next time. Bye.